It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing the numbers 11 and 12. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. You'll write your name and I'll write my name. And then we'll put our pencils down because we are going to do some coloring first. So if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see some bread. I love bread. Way more than the normal person should. Let's color the bread brown. Find your brown crayon and let's color the bread brown. Go ahead and start coloring it brown. So we're reviewing the numbers 11 or 12. So in this section with this bread, and then did you see the peanut butter? Oh my goodness, I love peanut butter too, probably more than a normal person should. And then you put them together, bread and peanut butter. I think I know what my snack is going to be today. So while we're coloring this bread and that peanut butter, I'm going to tell you, here it is, ready? There are going to either be 11 or 12. We're going to count to 11 or 12. That's it. We're going to review 11 and 12. So there are either going to be 11 bread and peanut butters or 12 bread and peanut butters. And I can see just by looking, I don't even have to count. I already know how many there are. Do you? Ooh, I wonder what you're saying. I wonder if you do. I'm almost finished coloring all my bread brown. This is the listen part. Even if you wanted to have fun green bread, which to me sounds kind of gross, you got to have brown bread because that's what I'm asking you to do and you have to follow the directions. So, all right, I have just finished coloring my last piece of bread. So I'm thinking you must be close. So I'll give you a few more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2. One, please put down your brown crayon and let's find a red crayon to color the jars of peanut butter. The peanut butter I use has a red lid and red stripes, but I'm just going to color both of these jars red. And so I want you to color both of the peanut butter jars red. I know it's peanut butter. Do you see the peanuts on it? I'm here to tell you if you are allergic to peanut butter, I don't know what to say. I wish you weren't. I don't know. Peanut butter is yummy to me. All right, take 5 more seconds for the peanut butter jars. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your red crayon. Did you bring your finger with you today? At least one of them? All right, take out your finger. Let's count each bread and then count the peanut butter jars. Ready? As you count, touch each piece of bread and jar. First the bread, then the jars. Ready? Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Now, you know how I said I could tell without even counting? That's because I knew there were 10 pieces of bread. And so I like to say 10, 11, 12. 10, 11, 12. I'll say 10. You say 11, 12. 10. Nice. All right, let's scoot over. There are numbers right there. A big, big numbers. An 11 and a 12. Let's color the 11 purple. Find a purple crayon. 11 is made up of 2 ones. It's the 1, 1. And we're going to color each one of those ones purple. 1, 1. 11. 11. We're making it purple. And then put your purple crayon down. And let's color the 12 which is the 1, 2, orange. 1, 2, 12. When you have a 1 followed by a 2 like this picture, it's the number 12, which you already know because we're reviewing. 1, 2, 12. So we have a purple 11 and an orange, what? 12. Okay, put down your orange crayon. Let's look at the bowls. See the bowls and the spoon? Let's color the bowls blue. Any kind of a blue crayon will work. Let's color the bowls blue. Go ahead, begin. So, if I told you that there were 10 pieces of bread above the bowls, how many bowls do you think we have here? Yes, there are 10. While you're coloring, let's count to 10 just for a review. Let's count to 10. Let's make it fun, though. We don't want to just count to 10, just blah, blah, blah. Let's count to 10 and the weirdest voice that you have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't know. I had all kinds of weird voices going on at the exact same time. Okay, here we go, boys and girls. If we know there are 10 bowls, and you can see one spoon, is this going to have 11 or 12? What do you think? Oh, I just wish I knew what you were saying. I know what I think, but I'm not going to tell you because I don't want you to guess what I'm guessing or just say what I'm saying. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until I finish coloring the bowls blue. Again, that's the listening part, the following directions part. Okay, I have finished coloring all of the bowls blue. I will give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, put down your blue crayon. Let's find a pink crayon for the spoon. Ready? Color the spoon pink. That's a big spoon for those little bowls. I wonder what's in the bowl. Cereal? I love cereal too. Cereal and then toast, bread with peanut butter. Oh my gosh, what a great breakfast. Okay, take a few more seconds for your pink spoon. 3, 2, 1. All right, do you think there are 11 bowls and spoons or 12 bowls and spoons? What do you think? Well, let's check it. Take out one of the fingers you brought with you today and let's touch each bowl, count each bowl, and then count the spoon. Ready? Touch and count. Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's what I thought. 10 and one more. 11. The bread and the jars were 10 and two more. 10, 11, 12. But now the bowls and the spoon are 10 and one more. So it's 11. I say 10. You say 11. 10. Yes. Okay, scoot over. Do you see all those numbers? We are going to look for the number 11. Find your blue crayon. Circle the number 11. See all those itty bitty numbers next to the spoon? Every time you see a number 11, I want you to circle it with your blue crayon. If you make a mistake, just cross it off. So we're looking for the number 11 and we're circling it with our blue crayon. And I'm going to tell you just as soon as I finish. Yep. All right. So after you have circled all the 11s, you should find 7 of them. You should have 7 circles. Check to see if you have 7 circles that you circled. 7 11s. 7 11. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I do. I have 7 of them. Do you? Okay. Put down your blue crayon. Find your green crayon. And now we're going to look for the number 12. And all those next to the spoon, that same group of numbers, circle with your green crayon the number 12. See if you can find the number 12. There are only 5 of them. that say 12. See if you can find all five. Ooh, we're getting a lot of circles on this page. All right, and they're green circles. See if you have five green circles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I do. Okay, so we have blue 11s and green 12s. All right, move to the 10 frames. Do you see the 10 frames? Let's color the counters in the first 10 frame. It's full. That means there will be how many? Yes, 10. Find your yellow crayon. Color each counter. We'll do it together. Start on the first counter. We're doing it yellow. Color and count with me. 1. Scoot over. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. Now we're going to make 12. So we have 10, go up to the 10 frame, that's next to it, top row. I want you to draw one counter with your yellow crayon in the first box, and then scoot over and draw another counter in the second box. And then stop there. Because if we have 10 and two more, we just made 12. Say 10, 11, 12. Say it again, 10, 11, 12. All right, put down your yellow crayon. Let's scoot to the stars. See the stars? We're going to color 11 of them. 11. Find a blue crayon. I found my light blue crayon, so I'm going to use my light blue crayon. I want you to color 11 stars. There's way more stars than 11, so go carefully. Don't get fast. Count carefully. Let's count and color. 1, 2, 3. You should be on my pace. 4. I'm on my fourth star. Check and see. Are you on your fourth? Let's move and do 5. 5. 6. What comes after 6? 7. I'm scooting over to star number 7. What comes after 7? 8. Okay, let's stop and check. I want to make sure everyone is where I am. Let's see if we have 8 stars colored. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm scooting over to 9. 10, and we're just coloring 11, and then let's check one more time that we have 11 blue stars colored. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You should have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stars that are not colored in. They're leftovers. We're going to leave those alone. So we just colored 11 blue stars. I'll give you a few seconds to catch up. 3, 2, 1. Put down your blue crayon. Find your pencil. And let's look at the dice. I just want you to count the dots on the dice and write the number. It's either going to be 11 or it's going to be 12. Go ahead and count the dots on the dice. I'm going to whisper count. 12. Did you get 12? I did too. Let's write the number 12. Remember, it's a 1 and a 2. Okay, let's count the books. It's either going to be 11 or 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What did you get? Me too. 11 books. Write the number 1, 1. Okay, we have some numbers. It starts at 5 and it goes to what? 12. Let's trace and say it when we trace it. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, there's our number. And 12, there's our other number. Okay, scoot down. There's one, it starts with a 9. Let's count. Let's trace it. 9. What comes next? 10. Write it. What comes after a 10? 11. Write it. It's a 1. 1. Scoot over. Now we have a 10. Let's trace it. 10. Scoot over. What comes next? 11. And what comes after that? 12. 1, 2. Boys and girls, you did it. We reviewed the numbers 11 and 12. You're amazing. So thanks for hanging out with me today. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. See you next time. Bye.